Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm John Mowinkle. On today's program, we visit with Knoxville FFA officers Cassie Brooks, Morgan McKay, and Bailey Finken about an upcoming Feed the Farmer event.
Knoxville FFA is taking part in the Feed the Farmer event coming up here first part of October. First of all, tell me exactly what the Feed the Farmer event is and what you guys are going to be doing here.
Marion County Cattlemen's is going to be at Feed the Farmer Day, and they're going to prepare meals starting around 10 a.m., and then we will deliver those to farmers, or farmers will come pick those up.
And talk about the importance of, you know, preparing these for farmers while they're out in the field, because if you can help a farmer not have their work disrupted, that's pretty important, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Because they just want to keep going and they don't want to stop. And just having someone either bring their meal or one of their family members bringing their meal just makes the work just go that much faster and they can eat their meal for the day.
And I guess I can speak for myself growing up in a farm family too. It's always nice to have a hot meal sitting there in the combine or running the grain cart rather than just a cold sandwich, right?
Yes, yeah. For sure. So a hot meal will definitely be great for them.
Well, let's talk about kind of some of the nuts and bolts of this thing. Registration is coming up. Tell folks how they're able to get registered.
You can register online, and you register by October 1st.
There's a flyer on Facebook on how to register.
And that's on the Knoxville FFA.
Knoxville FFA in Marion County 4-H. The date of the event is October 9th, and you can pick up at Marion County Extension Office, or if you fill out that form to where you will be delivering. Just make sure you know who you're delivering to.
We have some sponsors to thank, I understand, as well here, right?
Yes, we've got People's Bank.
Marion County Bank.
Stein Seed Company.
Stringtown Seed Shop.
Knoxville Nuclear Medicine.
And Iowa Corn Growers Association.
And then thank you to Marion County Cattlemen's for cooking for us.
All right. Before we wrap up here, I'll just ask each of you, what does it mean to be able to take part in this initiative that seems to be, you know, pretty unique here, here in South Central Iowa? Just talk about taking part in this type of thing.
I think it's kind of important because you're putting an impact in, like, what Iowa's kind of known for, which is they're agricultural. And by doing this, you're making an impact on someone's day. It's just one less thing that someone might have to worry about. So
I think the importance of this event is very important and very vital to kind of giving back. It's kind of special that Marion County Cattlemen's is cooking it and it's going out to farmers. So it's kind of all ties together. And being able to help out in the community is a great way for service projects and to promote FFA and 4-H.
And for you, what does it mean to be a part of this initiative?
It's very important to me because my sister was in FFA, like my whole family is in FFA, and we have family of farmers and everything. So it's just nice to help other farmers.
What else is going on here with Knoxville FFA? Any events coming up besides this that folks should know about here in the community?
We have soil judging tomorrow, district soil judging tomorrow. So that's pretty exciting.
And what all goes into that?
So. You want to go?
You can go.
So we will be going somewhere around Knoxville in the entire South. We are in the South Central District, so chapters within that district will come and compete. And we are in these soil pits is what they're called. And we go down there to test the texture, the structure, the slope, and different things like that.
And then also coming up in October towards the end, we're going to National Convention.
And that's in Indiana.
Yeah.
How about you remind folks one more time the date and time and how to get signed up?
It is October 9th at the Marion County Extension Office, and you're going to get signed up. There's a flyer on Facebook and Twitter under Marion County 4-H or Knoxville FFA.
Thanks to Knoxville FFA officers Cassie Brooks, Morgan McKay, and Bailey Finken for joining us on today's program. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, find them under the podcast section at kniakrls.com and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Knoxville.